Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It is the 7th of May, 2024, Election Day here in Indiana. I'm Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Sabrina Halverson here today, too, with the news, including trying to plant corn and beans in between rains and the spread of California farm labor law beyond their own borders. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here with the weather, which he says has a wet feel to it. And John Zanker will analyze a strong rally Monday in corn, beans, and wheat. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
The race to get planters moving in between rains. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The Indy 500 is coming up later this month, but for farmers, the race to try and squeeze in a little bit of planting in between rains has already begun. Unfortunately, planters don't move quite that fast. North Central Indiana Pioneer agronomist Brian Early says farmers are already worried about potential corn yield loss, but their data and Purdue's shows there's no reason to really worry.
Really isn't that important to have your corn planted the first week of May. It's a very poor correlation. Really, conditions need to be fit. So With corn, you really need to be patient. Now, beans, on the other hand, they're pretty responsive to sunlight. So, I mean, to me, I get more worked up when we don't have a decent slug of beans planted more so than corn.
Early adds that conditions that promote uniform emergence are more important than the calendar date.
The corn, I really would like it perfect, if at all possible. So if that means that perfect week is the last week of May, I'd rather have that than have corn planted right now.
For those concerned about soybean yield loss, Early says the deeper we get into May, you should consider planting a little thicker to make up for the timing delay.
So my rule of thumb is to add 10,000 plants a week. So you get in this first week of May, you know, you got your standard plan that you were going to do every week, just start adding 10,000 to get some more plants out there to harvest some light. So there is something you can do yourself with beans to make up for it. So there's nothing great about the situation, but patience on corn and not planting in bad conditions, and then adding more plants with beans can help you get to that end point where the loss probably isn't near what you're making it out to be in your mind as you sit around.
Early encourages you to reach out to your agronomist if this planting delay has you a bit frustrated and maybe considering something off the wall. They can help you walk through a plan. You can reach your local Pioneer agronomist at pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers, centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
Experts say a California farm labor union law is moving into other states, including here in the Midwest. Sabrina Halverson has the story.
It's called the California Ag Labor Relations Voting Choice Act, or CARD Check for short. Director of Labor Affairs with the California Farm Bureau, Brian Little, says California's CARD Check program allows labor unions to petition to unionize a farm operation by collecting signatures on cards or petitions and turning them into the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. If they have enough signatures, the board certifies the labor union.
That's a radically different approach to trying to ascertain the wishes of employees to be represented or not from what we have traditionally had for the last 60 years.
Previously, signing a card would have signified interest in having a secret ballot election, but now those elections are gone, and the simple signature on a card counts as a vote to unionize. While CARD Check is currently only legal in California, Vice President of Advocacy and Government Affairs at American Hort, Matt Micah, says other states should take notice.
The only other state that has this right now, I think, is New York. just passed it, and the other state that's on the list would be Michigan. So any of your larger pro-union states are looking at this. So folks in the Midwest above the Mason-Dixon line, you're going to see more of this.
Micah has worked with a California farm that is undergoing the process.
So we had a member outside of San Diego this happened to. First off, the law was passed, but there's no rules and regulations. So for instance, once this happens, after 90 days, you're supposed to come up with basically a negotiation between the farmer facility and the union. In this case, usually United Farm Workers. Well, this facility that happened to us, it's past 90 days. They had to hire an attorney who specifically knows this law in California, and they have sent back all their requirements, but United Farm Workers haven't met or said what they need in their 90 days. They are on their third decision. I'm going to get the wrong technical term, but the third time of meeting. And if United Farm Worker or any union had come up with their proposal and the owner, operator, or farmer producer had not, they would get fined. But yet, the unions are not getting fined.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Pest management in the field is like playing cards. You play an insecticide card, a fungicide card, and a miticide card, and hope you beat your insect and disease opponents. Win the pest management game with Prevam from Rovinza Next, a 3-in-1 insecticide, fungicide, and miticide that's both fast-acting and decreases spray runoff. Prevam from Rovinza Next is your tank mix ace in the hole. To learn more about Prevam, call Eric McClaskey at 765-401-3038 or visit RovinzaNext-NA.com. Global presence, local know-how, Rovinza Next.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It's got a wet feel to this Tuesday as showers and thunderstorms are working their way across the state. Right now it looks like garden variety showers through a large chunk of the day, but the strong weather will come in after the heating of the day is done, late afternoon, evening, and overnight. I think between sunset and midnight, we can see some stronger thunderstorms trying to fire off over the southern half of Indiana, so be aware of that. I think they'll be relatively localized, but I can't rule them out anywhere. All in, all done, I'm looking at anywhere from 1/4 to 1.5 inches of rain over the next 12 to 24 hours, coverage at 100% of the Hoosier State. We get through most of tomorrow dry. Maybe we see a pop-up shower or two, and we're definitely seeing clouds here and there, but most of tomorrow is dry. And then overnight tomorrow night through Thursday, yep, showers and thunderstorms are back. An additional 1/4 to 1 inch at least with coverage at 100% of the state. We dry down overnight Thursday night into Friday. And then we are looking at a unsettled weekend. Saturday, I think we have to deal with hit and miss scattered showers across the state. Anywhere from 1/10 to 1/2 inch. Coverage 90%. Sunday is dry for Mother's Day with a mix of clouds and sunshine. And then going into next week, we are dry Monday. We're dry Tuesday. Plenty of moisture around us. A big ring of fire kind of setup, but it doesn't allow any moisture in here until probably closer to midweek. I think we'll see a few hit and miss scattered showers next Wednesday, the 15th, anywhere from 1/4 to 1/2 inch coverage at 60% of the state before we dry back down late in the week, Thursday night into Friday. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Another session for rallying in corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. Settlements from a solid day of trade coming up. We get analysis, though, first. Insights from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. I spoke with him right near the end of trade. John, the theme early in the day was commodities, grains and oilseeds stepping back, but then something happened, and we've got a major move higher here on a Monday. And some analysts said the move was really not justified. Where do you sit on that?
Well, I probably read those same comments as you did and just a little while ago. And I would say that, you know, it's interesting. And we're obviously in a weather market, and we see forecasts change rapidly over the weekend often. And on Saturday, I saw the extended map, 6, 10, 8, 14, go drier. And, you know, much different look than they had on Friday. And I thought, well, here we go. Monday's going to be ugly. Last night, we started off kind of steady. At one point this morning, early in the morning, we had beans down, no beans down, 9 cents, almost 10. Corn was down as well, I think, 4, almost 5. And then, boom, here we go. And I didn't see a whole lot of change in the forecast during that time. We're certainly going to have some rains hitting the Corn Belt west this afternoon, and then us here this evening, tomorrow. 2 to 3 days of chances. You know, out west, looking at the Omaha forecast, after today, there's only one more chance per the Weather Channel in the next 2 weeks. So I think we're going to see some heavy movement in the Dakotas and Nebraska, maybe western Iowa, parts of Minnesota. Here to the east, a more cluttered forecast for sure.
Export inspections report, I'm not sure if it played a role. The numbers were pretty good for corn, upper end of expectations, and about in the middle of the range of expectations for soybeans. So were those numbers enough to be supportive?
I didn't see anything there, Andy. Corn, a decent number, but a little bit short of the 10-week average. Beans at 12.8, that's a little more than half, just over half of the 10-week average. So all seasonal, it's certainly not a surprisingly good number by any means. Wheat was weak at 11.8 versus 17.7 on the 10-week. So, no, don't think there was too much there. You know, there's certainly some focus on this flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. And traders trying to get a handle on what that could amount to. Is it 50 million bushels? Is it 75? Is it 150? 25, 75, not a big deal. You start getting up over 100 million, and it's going to get some attention. And but planting, I think, is going to be the main focus. And especially after this rally, if this forecast turns drier, we're going to have a setback. These are decent levels to be hedging at, Andy, for corn, or excuse me, for soybeans. Not so much corn, but we've been pretty active today in getting some things done. I still am concerned about a million acre increase, 500,000 to a million acres increase in beans. I think this weather pattern makes that more likely. And if we could finish this crop off for a change in August, you know, we're staring down the throat maybe of a record yield. 54 is easily doable if we could just get some decent weather. And I believe the European model just came out with a prediction for the summer showing very good growing conditions. So that puts $2 of downside potential in these soybeans. So we're certainly looking at this as a hedging opportunity, getting some floors set in. You know, we'll be looking at options, and we'll be looking at the cash market.
And when it comes to soybeans, the entire complex higher. Soy meal, very strong. The bean market, of course, very strong. And oil was up as well. So impressive, at least for the day.
Yeah, and again, all this, we can't give weather all the credit for this. We, you know, what's going on with Rio Grande do Sul, the Argentine strike, as far as the crush plants, you know, putting a little bit more meal maybe into our export program. So there's some things going on other than the weather. But if this weather pattern makes a hard shift, and I do believe on the afternoon numbers, planting progress numbers from the USDA, we're going to see bigger numbers than what the USDA or than what the trade's currently thinking. I think they underestimated Iowa by a large amount last week. I saw a good portion of that crop. Amazed at how much was done. And, you know, we're moving along in the Lafayette area pretty well. We're going to have some guys wrapping up corn planting maybe late this evening, which was a big surprise when I heard that this morning.
Market analysis from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. The number there is 866-837-9027. More numbers now. The settlements from trade on Monday. July corn, 469. It goes 8 3/4 higher. September up 7.5 cents, 476 3/4. And Dees, 488.5, up 1¾ cents. July beans, 1248 3/4. 3/4, up 33¾. August up 30½ cents, 12.46. Novi up almost 19 cents, going to 12.19¾. And July wheat, 6.48¾, up 26¼. Meats mostly lower. June live cattle dough up 30 cents at 176.97. Deferreds down just a touch. June lean hogs 98.17, down 77. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.